Who are you? Let's clarify. Who are you as a writer? Your dream is writing, correct? You want to do this to the best of your ability, even to doing it full time and replacing the dreaded job with writing. You want to say, "I'm a writer," when someone asks what you do. Time to decide the kind of writer you are. While we get a little objective distance between our brain and our completed manuscript, let's figure out the hard answers to that question. Who am I as a writer? Welcome to The Write Focus. We cover productivity, process, craft, and tools. Our podcast episodes last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. All through the summer months, we focus on the craft of writing novels and novellas and epics, from beginning ideas to prepping for publication, week by week by week. Before we begin, let's celebrate. This is the 75th episode of The Write Focus. Yay! Applause! Woo! Drum roll! When we here at Writers Inc. Books contemplated podcasting, it seemed scary. Lots of research and second guessing and hesitating, but it wasn't scary. Then we worried about maintaining the podcast. That just needed a calendar. Learning Audacity and coming up with topics was a little trouble, but learning new keeps our brains fresh. Keep that in mind as you face challenges in your life. Do your research. Figure out how you will maintain. Learn the new and make it yours. And then celebrate the milestones, like our 75th episode. Yippee! Now, on to our regularly scheduled podcast. Shades of the 1960s there. This week, we continue to analyze the writing we've accomplished. Our focus this week, though, is us. The idea of me as writer is extremely important. It's not enough to dream. We have to believe. To believe, we take the opening steps to turn dream into reality. Self-analysis is difficult. It's an excellent tool for a writer to have, but most writers don't start understanding themselves until they examine the motivations of characters. Taking a vision of self and turning it into a reality of self, that's hard. It requires commitment, devotion, and not everyone is willing to sacrifice immediate short-term wants for a postponed dream. In this episode and the next ones and the next, we'll look at the writing self as well as our writing location and our writing time and our writing business. At this early point in our writing career, we need to identify the kind of writer we are. Understanding how our brain works when in creative flow is crucial to our writing future. First, we analyze our writing discipline. Over the weeks that you were writing, did you maintain daily writing? Yes, excellent. You can maintain the schedule when no disruptions occur. That's self-discipline. Or did you answer no? Why not? Did you fritter away the time? Then you're not serious about writing and publishing. That happens. And having spent my time in frittering flutterbys, I will tell you that a lot of story seeds can be pollinated then. But I wasn't truly serious. I became serious, though. All that's needed is decision. Did life keep interfering when you were writing? That happens, even when we have the best intentions. We can't give 3 hours or even a half an hour to writing. Maybe we can manage 15 minutes. I've been there too. 30 minutes or 15 minutes is better than zero. Leave your writing out, organized and ready, so setup doesn't take precious minutes from that quarter hour. Did you choose to do something else, like watch Netflix or a movie? Sit on the couch and play games on your phone? When you remembered, you might have said, "I'll write when this is over." Ah, but you continued to the next. Consider your choices. Is this writing dream not important to you? In the pressures of the day, did you forget? Put a sticky note at a clearly visible place to remind you. How was your writing method? We can learn a great deal from our approach to writing. Do you work every step, piece by piece, following the methods? For example, did you use the whole plot 7 or the beats? Are the pinch plots? Writers like Jeffrey Deaver know every step before they write the first sentence of their draft. If you found that whole process of planning irritating and just skipped and started writing, you're a pantser, not a plotter. Pro writers like Dean Wesley Smith, a major proponent of intuitive writing, would hate this entire summer series. Having talked writers, composition for 30 years, I think this method works best whenever writers feel cautious about writing. And as a newbie, you're often filled with caution. The methodical process offers great comfort. To abandon the methodical process offers great comfort. It's a conundrum. Those two contradictory statements, equally valid, are the key to finding the writing method that works for you. Because we abandon whatever method when it's not working, and we switch to the other one. Be willing to change and adapt. Mix things up. The classification that you are, plotter, pantser, that doesn't matter. Writing each book will be different. Whatever brings the words pouring onto the page, this is all that matters. How did you handle the sequence of the story? Did you start at the first scene, then write forward? You're chronological, or storyteller. Are you picking and choosing the scenes and sequels that you write? You're a puzzler or a mosaic writer. Here's the problem with pantsers and puzzlers. When they pick a scene here or there, they gradually have to rewrite to make the scenes fit together. The problem with plotters and chronos is that they tackle the hard without skipping, which means they have to slog on even when tired. Chronos and pantsers are more intuitive, writing the story without requiring a map, discovering as they go. Puzzlers and plotters need definite ideas about the whole story before they start. Their process is more logical than instinctive. Yes, I just mixed the types up. We're all individuals, fitted together in different ways. We can create columns of advantages and disadvantages for each method in sequence. You know what? With enough thought, the columns are of equal length. If you start writing one way and want to change, do so. It's your writing. Only you know what suits you best. Visit thewritefocus.blogspot.com for an analysis template to help you decide the writer that you currently are. 10 years from now, you'll be a different writer. One key factor on the analysis template is to not lie to yourself. Tell the truth. We all run into disruptions that will challenge our writing. We can avoid most disruptions with adherence to a simple adage, plan life to live life, or plan writing to live writing. Not all disruptions can be planned and flipped around. How will you overcome those? Disrupted once or twice is easy to make up over a 2-week span using your creativity days or your planning days. But when you've spent 4 solid days sitting with a friend in the hospital, or you have an unplanned trip that you couldn't avoid, or there's a death in the family, and 2 whole weeks get disrupted, which just happened to me, your schedule is blown before you know it. A contingency plan can help. Squeeze in an extra 30 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes at night. Cut outside interest for a month. Work harder and smarter. Stay focused and healthy. Work harder by planning to use small increments of time. Dictate scenes into your phone while driving. You stay engaged in driving, more engaged than you were if you were texting. Use every increment of time to rough out scenes and dialogue. Work smarter by knowing what's coming next. Know what's coming next by planning. Be willing to dump the plan when the creative muse jumps into the story. The plan, however, will keep you on track. And after the creative muse has had her way, you have the plan to go back to. Before you leave for work, read over what the next writing session will cover. If you're stumped, quick write some ideas, even foolish ones, right before you go to sleep. You may have the answer by morning. Even when it doesn't seem obvious, when you start writing, something will be there. When you finish a writing session, jot your ideas for the next session. Start the next session by listing what you will write. No, don't read over the ending session list. Write this session's list. The simple act of forming letters will start your brain working. Even if you have to repeat ideas, write it over again. Then your brain starts working. Remember that you are drafting. Revision is to come. Write your draft as cleanly as possible with no skipped scenes. If you don't like what you've written, let it stand. Tell the subconscious to work on it. Continue on. During revision, the fix will pop out. Such is the mystery of the subconscious, which works when we sleep and works when we aren't thinking about what it needs to do. Here's another adage to live by. Writers don't wait on inspiration. Inspiration waits on us. The creative muse hides behind the tree words and the rock sentences, in the caves of paragraphs and the pages of labyrinths. She'll jump out when you least expect her. But you have to hunt for her. We hunt with words and sentences and paragraphs and pages. If you don't actively hunt her through your writing, She'll never surprise you with the best idea ever. Don't whine about writer's block. Nope, I don't want to hear it. There's no such thing as writer's block. I'm not the only writer who claims this. Look, we can always write words. They may not be inspired. They may not be the words we want. They are words, however. If your word flow on your project is obstructed, your two-sided brain is trying to tell you something. Go back and look at what you've written. Do you see a gaping plot hole? A character who needs flesh on his bones? Do you need to reconsider a setting? A twist or two? Take a different approach for a scene. The way forward may be unclear. You can rapid write the next few scenes, then go back and build those, or work on a different project entirely. Sometimes I can mix my projects. Usually I cannot. I can mix nonfiction and blogs and fiction at whatever stage of the writing. I can mix revising and editing one fiction project while generating ideas and roughly shaping a second fiction project. I cannot simultaneously shape or draft two fiction projects. Are you confusing your muse? I did that once. It wasn't helpful. Writer's block is never the answer to your problem. It's an unacceptable excuse. Burn that into your brain. Don't believe me? Search it. Search for no writer's block and see what comes up. The pro writers, the ones constantly producing, the ones who should run out of ideas but never do, they don't blame writer's block. They just get on with the writing. You should as well. Next week, we look at the writing business that you want. Coming up, we look at your writing space and our writing calendar. Then it's the double D's, design and deadlines, before we harvest. Inspiration for this week comes from Nunnally Johnson. It must be 5 times as hard to become a proficient writer as to become a proficient doctor, mainly because there is no true and tried education process for a writer. So every fellow who wants to write for profit, including my daughter Nora, Nunnally Johnson says, must be prepared for a long, slow, and often very discouraging preparation. But if he's got it in him to be a writer, this won't stop him or her. If he stops, it's a fair sign that he was never intended to be a writer in the first place. I'm not going to say anything about that. I'm just going to leave it there. Thanks for listening to The Write Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee with the assistance of Remy Black and Edie Runes from Writers, Inc. Books. All through the summer months, our focus is the craft of writing. We are discovering your novel from beginning idea to prepping for publication. We'll work through the process stages of foundations to story, envisioning the story, analyzing story before, during, and after the draft, harvesting the story through revisions and enhancements, and prepping the story for publication. Many of these preps and guides are useful setups for the National Novel Writing Month in November. That's writing only, you know, no idea work. We can also use this information to solve issues with stories that we've abandoned. All those stories are crying in the wilderness. Time to rescue them with the right focus. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found at thewritefocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Remember, whatever occurs, write on.